Another tenet of the IDEIA is least restrictive environment. What this means is, when appropriate, and that's an important clause, when appropriate, children with disabilities should be educated with children who do not have disabilities. Least restrictive environment does not mean that every child must be in the general education classroom. The IEP team is the one who determines the placement for the child and records that determination in the IEP. The IEP, the least restrictive environment, must be in a place where a free, appropriate public education can occur. One last federal statute that covers disabilities would be the Americans with Disabilities Act. And this extends the anti-discrimination protections in employment, public accommodations, transportation, and telecommunications. In a school district, this is the statute that we often look to when we're looking at accessibility issues, such as putting in ramps, having handicap accessible restrooms, parking spaces, and this sort of thing. The Hudson versus Rowley case is the seminal case that answered the question, what is a FAPE? What is a free appropriate public education? The U.S. Supreme Court took this case on, and if you remember, it was little Amy Rowley who was deaf, hard of hearing, and she was going into the first grade and her parents wanted her to have a sign language interpreter. The court ruled that she was moving along from grade to grade, she was benefiting from her education, and therefore it was not necessary for the school district to add the sign language interpreter. So basically, this case set a very low standard for what actually is a free appropriate public education. The Thomas versus Atascadero case was a Section 504 case, and this was a young boy who had AIDS, and he was otherwise qualified to go into kindergarten, and the school district knew of his condition, and they had met and discussed his placement. He did start kindergarten, but then he got into an altercation with another little boy and bit him on the pants leg. Although there was no bite mark or anything, it was just on the pants, the school district was very worried about this and they banned Thomas from attending kindergarten for the rest of the school year. The court, however, took the side of Thomas and his family and said, there is no medical evidence to show that he is a harm to any of the other children and that he is otherwise qualified to be in kindergarten, and the only reason he was being excluded was because of his disability.